The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness, now in its 27th year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
Well, I'm jumping ahead of myself, but let's talk about fitness before we get to the fitness file in a few minutes, and talk about staying in shape. And I'm not talking about round. I know that's a shape, but that's not the shape you want to be in. And here's some words that have to do with fitness. It will hurt. It will take time. It will require dedication. This is talking about working out and staying in shape. It will take willpower. You will need to make healthy decisions. It will require sacrifices. You will need to push your body to its limit. There will be temptations. But I promise you, when you reach your goal, it will be worth it. Remember, determination is doing what needs to be done even when you don't feel like doing it. And the thing about exercise, folks, and I, you know, this is the weekend, and hopefully you're more active in the weekend than you are during the week. I mean, we want to have you be active every day, but some people don't have time to be as active during the week as they do on the weekends. But determination, as I mentioned, is doing what needs to be done even when you don't feel like doing it. And what I was going to say is, energy begets energy. When you don't feel like exercising, that's sometimes when you need it the most, is because when you start exercising, it creates more energy. You know, you build more mitochondria. Those are the energy, the spark plugs and the energy centers of the cells at the cellular level. And you really, you know, pretty soon you, oh, wow, I feel better now that I'm exercising. And then that leads to more exercise. So, you know, it's the inertia. You just have to take that first step. As they say, the beginning of a long journey starts with the first step. All right. Thanks for tuning into the program and making us a part of your weekend, which we do hope to make strong and healthy with the information we have for you this morning. It's a Snowman with you, David Snow, keeping you cool and healthy. And it's one doctor's appointment that doesn't cost you a thing. So there's no insurance required. And the best part of all is you don't have to pull down your pants or take off your clothes for this painless injection of health information, which we do each and every week at this time. Just bend over so you can get closer to the speakers and listen. All right. Let's see. Let's talk about a couple things before we get on to our announcements. And by the way, we will have Amanda Orzo in the second half of the program talking about bread. Is it the staff of life or a problem with allergies and health challenges that you may be having? Is it the cause of those? Well, we'll talk about that, and we'll talk about gluten and grains and grain-free and fiber and protein and all things having to do with bread, this so-called staff of life. We'll also have, in the first hour of the program, some of the new health products you'll soon be seeing in your stores. So I'll continue my new product review on some of the foods and beverages and skincare products that you'll soon be seeing in supermarkets, health stores, and pharmacies in the upcoming weeks and months. This is an article on centenarians. They say that life is too short to waste on regrets, or so say centenarians when asked to share their secrets to a long and healthy life. They advised staying true to oneself, maintaining a strong social network of family and friends. And this, according to Bonnie Ware, a former palliative care nurse and author of The Top Five Regrets of the Dying. Here are the top five for future reference, if you're not quite a centenarian, or maybe even if you are approaching those years. Most commonly cited regrets at the end of life include: 1, lacking the courage to live a life true to oneself; 2, losing touch with friends, working excessively at the expense of companionship; 4, lacking courage to express one's feelings; and 5, letting worries detract from killing an ant here in the studio. I'm detracting from my attention here. Okay, letting worries detract from happiness, and that's what you don't want to do. In fact, in interviews and surveys, centenarians affirm two of the most important factors contributing to longevity are strong social connections and a sense of humor. And we're going to have the Funny Bone Pharmacy with you, for you, just in just a minute or two. Easy cure for constipation: using a footstool in the bathroom. I talked about this since I started the show 28 years ago. Can lead to healthier bowel movements. This from Ohio State University. They did the study, and people who sat on a toilet and then used damn ant shouldn't distract me. Okay, people who used a 7 to 9 inch footstool to lift their feet reduced the strain of bowel movements by 21% and slashed their bathroom time by 24%. So I always say, you better have magazines only in your bathroom, not books. Okay, you have a book in there, we got to talk. You know, you're really constipated. Anyway, they say spending too much time on the toilet can weaken muscles in the intestine, worsening constipation. Can you say Squatty Potty? I wish they were a sponsor. I'd be mentioning them all the time. But it's a great product. I've used it before. I just use the waste basket. I have a stainless steel waste basket. I use that instead. But anyway, that's the natural way to eliminate is to squat. And that's how many other countries, India and many parts of China and other countries do their thing. Okay. Help for high cholesterol: when people with high cholesterol consumed probiotic Bifidobacterium longum daily, their cholesterol fell 26% after 6 weeks. This is according to the European Atherosclerosis Society. They say that probiotics bind to cholesterol to prevent its reabsorption. And one product that has a high amount of Bifido is True Bifido. That's available at your nearest natural food store by Master Supplements. True Bifido, I kind of call it the colon tune-up probiotic. I mean, you take one of those and the next day you feel it. It's the fastest acting medical strength probiotic, and that's from the makers of Theralac, but the new True Bifido, you might try that. Okay, let's go to the fitness file and talk about cycling. People who keep cycling into their later years are at a lower risk of the kinds of falls that plague older folks. You know, you've always heard, and many of you have friends or relatives that have had this, that, you know, older people, they take a fall and, you know, and then that's the first, everything goes downhill from there because, well, first of all, a third of those over 65 fall each year. They take a tumble. And, you know, a third of the population over the age of 65 has a serious fall. In fact, a dear friend has a 10-inch pin in there in her arm because she took a fall. Anyway, and excuse me, gotta drink more water here after that chip. A quarter of those who break their hip die within a year. That's right. Yeah, that's been a statistic for the last 30 years I've been doing this show. Is about 25% of all people who break their hip will die from that that broken hip. Anyway, this research at the University of Sydney in Australia found that they wondered whether cycling would help improve balance and leg strength, and indeed it did. which are key preventative factors for a fall. You want to build up, you want to enhance your balance, and that's why Tai Chi and things like that, practices like that are helpful, but also leg strength via weight training or cycling. The cyclists did better in strength and balance tests, according to the Journal of Aging and Physical Activity. All right, let's go to matters of sexual health. Giving birth. Well, this is shocking. Giving birth adds years to your biological age. Women who have given birth, they experience faster aging. I have to get a sip of water, if you'll excuse me for a radio second here. I was tasting some of the food in the first half of the first hour of the show, and then I did not drink any liquid. Okay, so they experience faster aging than those who haven't had children, and the difference, get this, is equivalent to around 11 years. This, according to research from George Mason University in Virginia, they inspected the length of telomeres. Those are the pieces of DNA that cap the end of your chromosomes. And they found that women who had given birth had telomeres that were about 5% shorter than those who had not had children. And that's the equivalent of about 11 years of accelerated cellular aging. They say the shortening is greater than that seen in studies of smoking or obesity. Can you believe that? Unbelievable. It's unclear whether it's caused by pregnancy or childbirth or raising children, because women who have been, well, let's see, they say that it, you know, it could be the stress of raising a child, but women who have been pregnant seem to have a degree of protection from some cancers, breast, uterine cancer, but are more at risk of heart disease and diabetes, and that's because of hormonal changes. All right, let's go to the Funny Bone Pharmacy. All right, here we go. Get my voice back? Okay. All right. Thanks, Maestro. The only exercise I've done this month is running out of money. Like that one. Want a stable relationship? Get a horse. Get it? Stable relationship. Okay. I don't sing in the car. I perform. Okay. I don't. As long as you're not driving while you're performing. Here's one. The older I get, the meaner I get. I'm pretty sure within the next few years I'll be biting people. No, no. Some days I amaze myself. Other days I look, I look for my phone while I'm talking on it. That's not good. Let's see. If only closed minds came with closed mouths. I'm not feeling very worky today. That's good. For you 9-to-5ers, I'm not feeling very worky today. I don't think I'm going to work. Okay, you call them swear words. I call them sentence enhancers. How's that? And then my favorites. How do I like my eggs? In a cake. I like that one. And speaking of cake, when I tell you my cake is made with love, what I mean is I licked the spoon and kept using it. That's terrible. All right, that's it for the Funny Bone Pharmacy. When we come back, we will have more information on new food and supplement products you'll soon be seeing in your stores. And then in the second half of the program, Amanda Orzo talks about bread. Is it the staff of life or not? We'll talk to her about that as we continue here on The Healthiest 2 Hours on Radio. I'm David Snow. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy.
With all the news about side effects of prescription and OTC anti-inflammatories, just launched is Xanthocin, a very potent yet safe anti-inflammatory supplement for health and longevity. Xanthocin is the result of decades of research on the natural compound astaxanthin, proved to support inflammatory health without the side effects. And Xanthocin is a pure and highly absorbed form of astaxanthin, endorsed by doctors and healthcare professionals for superior health and anti-aging benefits, backed by 1,500 peer-reviewed papers and over 50 human trials. It's also potent. In fact, just 2 capsules of Xanthocin with a meal equals 6 capsules of other astaxanthin products. So enhance your supplement regimen today by adding Xanthocin to support your inflammatory health and longevity. longevity. You can find physician-endorsed xanthosin at all GNC locations in Hawaii and the mainland, or order it online at xanthosin.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com.
Did you know that pharmacists work in hospitals? We work around the clock with doctors and nurses to make sure you get the best results from your medicine. We're the medication experts. So when you or someone you love is in the hospital and have questions about your medicine, ask for me, your hospital pharmacist.
Brought to you by the American Society of Health System Pharmacists. Find out more at safemedication.com.
Welcome back to the program. David Snow on your radio. All right, let's get with more of the, if you missed the first hour, it's available at drhealthradio.com. Or you can listen tonight at 9 p.m. on the station you're listening to now. But let's talk about some new health products you'll soon be seeing in your supermarkets and health stores and pharmacies. Smoothies. Smoothies for every mood. Premium smoothies, minimal effort. Here's one, immunity booster, mealtime, let's see, pumped up. That's for a post-workout serenity. That has, let's see, ginger, turmeric, okay. Immunity booster, okay. So much for that. There's good bites. Garlic, okay. You know, garlic is such a potent medicine as well as food. Garlic has been... Well, it's probably the oldest medicinal spice, and this is from our friends at Kyolic. Let's see, 1,200 milligram daily for immune supportive effects. Garlic chemistry, you know, it's been used for over 5,000 years. They have 750 plus clinical studies on it. Sulfur-containing compounds and flavanols and all kinds of beneficial compounds. As I mentioned in the first hour, hemp products. There's a hemp honey. This is another, even a tincture for dogs and cats. And then, let's see. Oh, here's one from Hawaii. Shaka has Hawaiian-grown mamaki tea. That is nettle tea. And let's see. Baby butts cream. This is a new skin product for babies. Safe, effective diaper rash treatment. You'll soon be seeing that in stores. What's chicken salt? All-purpose seasoning. I guess five different flavors. There's lime, barbecue, vegan. Oh, I know. Okay, these chicken salts don't have any chicken. They taste like chicken. Doesn't everything taste like chicken? You know, like frog legs, they taste like chicken, right? Okay. All right. Let's see. Laird, as in Laird Hamilton, Laird Superfoods has a new coconut water. This is so amusing, though, when I'm holding the packet in my hand, and it's called Hydrate. That's the name of the product. It's a powder in a packet. Coconut water with Aquamin. Just add water. So it's really a coconut powder, but it's coconut water powder, actually. It's dehydrated. But a few years ago when the coconut water, the dehydrated coconut waters came out, it always amused me because it said, just add water to the water. It's already coconut water. Why do I have to add water? All right. Here's a new popcorn. You know, a lot of you are going to the movies tonight having traditional popcorn. But this is called Pipcorn. I was going to say pimp corn. No, it's pip, P-I-P. But what this is a mini popcorn. They use mini kernels, and it actually has some benefits in that, not only from a taste standpoint, but it does not get – it's easier to digest and doesn't get stuck in your teeth, which I hate about regular popcorn. And, I had it at this show I was at, and it has all the benefits of popcorn, but without the drawbacks. Okay, let's see. What else do we have here? Leaf Cuisine. A lot of new waters and all kinds of new bars that you'll be seeing. What about this? Eat Your Coffee, a caffeinated energy bar. Well, that puts the two together, a beverage and a bar together. Here's a salted caramel, I don't know how to say that, macchiato, peanut butter mocha, and then mocha latte, caffeinated energy bar. Let's see how much caffeine. Does it say how much caffeine is in here? That really gets me, is when a product contains caffeine or they've added caffeine and they don't tell you how much it has. I mean, an unsuspecting person might eat one later in the evening or at night and not be able to sleep because of that. Let's see. These were good. This is Sweetaly, as in Italy, original tiramisu, but it's made with ricotta, and it has a lighter, healthier twist. It's made, it's lower in fat and calories. All right, let's see. Oh, and I mentioned this in the first hour, bamboo water. Oh, give me a break. Come on. Yeah, okay, it's higher in silica, but, you know, just eat more foods or take Biosil. You're going to get a lot more silica in that supplement than you are. It's called Banu. That's a new bamboo water. You know, the profit margin must be astronomical in these waters, because all it is, you know, you put some bamboo in water and make it. It's a weak tea is what it is. A lot of matcha products at this show and what you're going to see in stores and supermarkets, both in as far as beverages and foods. And, you know, matcha, it's the number one trending food ingredient, by the way, and it is a nutritionally dense superfood. It has a vibrant green color to it, depending on if it's ceremonial grade or a beverage grade. And it does give you, you know, it's much better than coffee because it gives you the energy, because it does have some caffeine, but then it has a calming effect or a more, it's you're not frazzled because of the high theanine level. The theanine is an amino acid that has gives you more focus and it's more balanced caffeinated energy. Ohi, that's a superfood bar from Hawaii, plant-based, gluten-free, grain-free, non-GMO, handcrafted with aloha. Oh, these are good. This is new, and everybody's had and heard of tater tots. Well, this is millet tots. Millet is a whole grain, and it's rich in iron and fiber, and it's alkaline and a little higher in protein, lower in starch than potatoes, healthy and filling. And this one is organic. There's three varieties. So that's going to be a frozen food item. Millet tots, three varieties there. Let's see, a beverage, a cookie. Okay, clear. All right, let's see, what else do we have? Oh, let me get into the actual packaging or packages of products. I was looking at different leaflets. Here's a maple cotton candy, and this is so funny because it was puffed up when I took it from the show, and then I flew back home. And now it is a little tiny blob as hard as a rock in the package, which means it's 100% sugar. It's maple cotton candy. And, you know, folks, maple cotton candy is still cotton candy, just like, you know, organic alcohol is still alcohol. Hello. All right. You've heard of Cheetos and Fritos. Now there's Pitos, and it's made with pea protein. Let's see. Pea flour. Well, actually, it's a combination of pea, lentil, and garbanzos? Yeah, I think so. Anyway, you're going to see more different grains in the snack aisle. Let's see what else. I mentioned these earlier or in the program, plantain chips, which actually, if you have to eat a chip, this is the best because it's cooked in coconut oil, and plantains are high in resistant starch, which feeds your probiotic bacteria, and it doesn't cause fluctuation in blood sugar. All right. Cocovia from the makers of Mars Candy, I got to hand it to them. They've actually done a lot of research on the flavanols, the cocoa flavanols, and promoting healthy blood flow. And similar to beets and other foods that have the same effect. But, you know, cocoa without the sugar is actually very beneficial. And if you do consume chocolate, hopefully it's dark chocolate, you want to get at least 70% cacao containing dark chocolate. I prefer the 80 or 90. Oh, our friends at Natural Factors have a new extra strength tranquil sleep. That's 5-HTP theanine and melatonin. And it's a chewable tablet you take at night. So I'm not going to take that now because I didn't get enough sleep last night. Pharmagaba, also fast-acting. That's from Natural Factors. It's a 250-milligram vegetarian capsule for relaxation and mental focus. By the way, GABA, GABA is actually an acronym, but everybody calls it GABA, gamma-aminobutyric acid. It's an amino acid, and it is the antidote for caffeine. So if you've had too much caffeine, what you want to do is take some GABA, and that will reduce your anxiety level, reduce cortisol, and reduce the jitteriness of caffeine. In fact, I've mentioned this before on the show. In Japan, GABA is hugely popular. There's GABA cola, GABA soda, GABA coffee, GABA chips, GABA candy for kids. And then they don't get wired and hyperactive, but you know, the GABA keeps them calm. Sugar gives them energy. Although it's better not to eat the sugar in the first place, but if you are, GABA is the thing to do. We are going to have this person on. This person has a product called, you've heard of potpourri. This is poopourri. Before you go, it's actually not a new product, but they have some new scents or fragrances. It's a toilet spray. You do it, put it in the toilet bowl before you go, and then there won't be any smell. Now, there are products on the market that have that effect or that benefit. Problem is they have phthalates and all kinds of chemicals, and they're overpowering. I remember going to a friend's house, and he had, I think it's called One Drop or something, and you put in one drop, but man, you got to put on a gas mask, not from your own smell, but from the smell of the product itself. It's just overwhelming. Plus, you're breathing in chemicals. It's like air fresheners. People have air fresheners, and they think they're doing themselves a favor. Just because something smells good doesn't mean it's good for your lungs. Just as if something tastes good, it doesn't mean it's good for your body. I mean, sugar, you can add sugar to anything and make it taste good, but it's not good for you. Okay, this I have in my hand is a packet of, it's a tube of, let's see, what is it, five different balls? In the snack aisle, you're going to see balls are going to be more popular, at least in health-related stores. And this particular company is from Australia, I believe. It's Health Lab. And everybody has bars. There's Power Bars, Cliff Bars, and all the different brands of energy bars out there. But this, the ball is coming into popularity. And this company has, let's see, almond protein ball, salted caramel protein ball, mixed berry probiotic ball. But it's just a ball form of a bar, basically, or a snack. And but really good ingredients. And so look for more of those snack balls in your favorite health store. A lot of matcha teas. And some of these teas, some of the growers or the companies I was talking to from Japan, these teas, the companies have been around for hundreds of years. I mean, it's amazing. different farms of where they grow the matcha tea, or the tea farms have been, I mean, several hundred years, or at least a few hundred years, and some of the companies have been around for, you know, 100 plus years as well. Okay, a couple other things before we get to our bottom of the hour break, and then on with, we'll get Amanda on the phone now. Bubba's Fine Foods has Ungranola. It's grain-free, gluten-free, flavor-free. No, I'm just kidding. It has flavor. No refined sugar. It's paleo and so on. So a lot of new products that you'll see, and we're going to talk to Amanda about barley bread. Not barley bread, barley bread. And that is both gluten-free as well as grain-free. Let's see. What else? Just a couple other items here. R bar, another bar. Let me just reach for a couple. One thing I want to talk about just briefly on trail mix. You know, before all the bars on the market that are now there were there, there was trail mix, and that was one of the original snacks in the health stores back in the 60s and 70s and even before that. And, of course, they're still popular. But the problem with some of these trail mixes, both the snack size and then the ones you buy in bulk, are, I mean, ostensibly they could be healthier than some of the bars on the market, but you got to watch out for things like, yogurt-covered peanuts and raisins and some of the candied fruits they add to these trail mixes are almost pure sugar. So they can be as bad, if not worse, than some of the bars on the market. So just be aware of that. And best thing is to mix your own. You know, use some, and then you can adjust the ratios. You know, if you want more nuts or less raisins, more raisins, less seeds, more seeds, or the dried berries, you can make some superfood snacks. All right, we'll conclude this new product review and talk about bread. Is it the staff of life? Or causing your health problems, allergies and fatigue and all kinds of other issues that you may have, some health challenges that may be caused by what you think is whole grain bread. So we'll talk about that with Amanda Orzo when we return right after this brief break here on The Healthiest 2 Hours on Radio. I'm David Snow. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy.
Your colon, something you don't usually think about unless it's causing problems like irregularity, constipation, gas, and bloating, or diarrhea after taking antibiotics. For true relief, you need to protect and strengthen your colon with targeted probiotic support. True Bifido contains a powerful dose of probiotics with 5 bifidobacteria strains that help balance the immune system, promote colon health, and improve digestive comfort. Why True Bifido and not the countless other probiotics on the market? First, it's from Master Supplements, the makers of Theralac, the fastest-acting medical-strength probiotic available. That means True Bifido has the same patented delivery and stimulation as Theralac for fast results. Remember, choosing the right strains, delivering them alive, and stimulating their growth are the keys to an effective probiotic. So if you're looking to improve the health of your colon, look no further than the refrigerated section of your nearest natural food store for True Bifido, the probiotic colon formula that works.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. It's me, your immune system. I'm always hard at work defending you against the many disease-causing viruses and bacteria that you are exposed to every day. But sometimes I need help to defeat the bad bugs. Luckily, our friends at Kyolic have come to the rescue. Kyolic has 2 super immune-enhancing supplements, Kyolic Immune Formula 103 and Kyo Green Harvest Blend Immune Defense. Kyo Green Harvest Blend is a power-packed blend of organic and naturally sourced grass, ancient grains, fruits, veggies, herbal extracts, and spirulina in a fast dissolving drink mix for a quick and easy way to support immunity. Kyolic Immune Formula 103 combines immune boosting nutrients with aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support a healthy immune response and reduce both the duration and severity of cold and flu symptoms. Help me protect you with Kyolic supplements and nutritional drink mixes to fortify your immune health today. Available at fine natural health retailers.
Curcumin-rich Theracurmin from Natural Factors is a special form of curcumin, the yellow pigment of turmeric that has shown many wondrous health benefits. Theracurmin represents a major scientific breakthrough. Clinical studies show that when it comes to absorption, Theracurmin is by far number one. Finally, the powerful health benefits of curcumin can be realized with curcumin-rich Theracurmin. To learn more, visit naturalfactors.com.
Snow, snow,
snow,
snow,
snow.
It is David Snow on your radio. Hey, what did the radio say to the GPS? I'll follow you anywhere. Hey, thanks for following us on the weekend and making us a part of your weekend. Here, we hope to make it strong and healthy with the information we have for you this morning. In this segment of the program, Amanda Orso is with us. She is the founder and creator of Barely Bread, and we're going to talk about bread being the staff of life, or maybe not so much. And we welcome her to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Amanda. How the health are you?
Good morning, David. I'm great. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. Now, today, you know, one of the trending food trends today, or one of the food trends that is so popular, is not only gluten-free, but also grain-free. Now, what's so wrong with bread? I mean, it's the staff of life, right?
You know, I think the problem with bread is there are so many unhealthy breads on the market right now. I think you walk into a grocery store and most breads are filled with a lot of preservatives and a lot of garbage.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, there's been sort of a health halo around gluten-free breads recently. So I think a lot of people are starting to purchase gluten-free breads even without maybe a diagnosed gluten allergy. And in my opinion, the issue with a lot of the gluten-free breads on the market is they're filled with a lot of other ingredients that are probably just as bad for you, if not worse. You know, there's a lot of high glycemic flours like white rice flour and tapioca flour and potato starch, you know, things that don't have very many nutrients. Mm. When I was creating my product, really, initially I had no intention of getting into the bread business. Quite honestly, I was looking for a bread really just for myself and for my family. I had stopped eating bread, but missed it. My husband's Italian, so bread for sure had been a staple in our home. And but I just wasn't happy with what was available. And you know, I started experimenting and researching alternative flour sources, and I was really just looking for things that were nutrient dense. Things like almond flour and coconut flour and sweet potato flour. So, you know, I think the issue to me with bread is just, you know, there's a lot of things in there that don't have any health benefits for us.
Mm, okay. And as one of the health pioneers in the natural arena used to say, it was Dr. Paul Bragg who wrote The Miracle of Fasting was his best-selling book, and he wrote a few dozen other books, but he lived till the age of 95, so, you know, he knew a few things about health, and what he always said was, the whiter the bread, the sooner you're dead, which I always found amusing, but yeah, you were talking about other ingredients and the fact that some of these high glycemic, like white rice flour and tapioca flour can actually be worse than just regular wheat bread. Now, as far as wheat, what percentage of the population has a wheat either sensitivity or allergy? Do you know?
You know, I'm not even sure about that. You know, I recently heard, though, a really astounding figure. I haven't confirmed it myself, but I heard that 52% of the country of America is either diabetic or pre-diabetic.
Right, yes, and that's true.
Mm. What I found very interesting about that is that, you know, a lot of them are being told not just to avoid white sugar or, you know, sugars, common sugars like we know of, you know, white sugar, honey, et cetera, but really watching their carb intake. And a lot of carbohydrates, wheat included, can tend to spike people's blood sugar. So I think, you know, that's the other interesting thing for our product and for, you know, versus, you know, a traditional grain-based bread.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, another thing that is problematic with bread is the gluten and dough conditioners and other ingredients they make to, because everybody likes the elasticity of bread and the, mm-hmm. you know, the way it tears off and just the texture. I mean, whether it's bagels or rolls or bread. Everybody likes that bready consistency. Everybody knows what, right. what I'm talking about. And when you do something gluten-free, it's really going to be it's just pretty flat, and it doesn't have the body that that the wheat would. And that's why they even fortify some breads with extra wheat gluten, because gluten has that is what gives bread its effect, the wheat based breads. So how do you with barley bread, you say you use almond flour and sweet potato flour. By not adding gluten, what do you use in place of adding gluten to give it that bread-like body or elasticity?
You know, really all I can say to that is we spent a year or more really just working on combination of ingredients and various test bakes and a various, you know, baking process. We customize our own pans. You know, we've worked really hard to be able to maintain a really clean ingredient list and still sort of mimic the best we could the rise that you would get from a traditional bread and, you know, the consistency, something that you could toast and spread nut butter on, you know, something that's not going to fall apart on you, that you can make a sandwich out of. We really wanted a product that you could use and enjoy like you would a traditional bread, but again, without the gluten, without some of the other, you know, kind of the things I really just refer to as garbage that's in a lot of the other breads that are on the market.
Right. Now, you mentioned rise. Does it have yeast like regular bread would? There's
no
yeast.
No yeast.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. And then there's no preservative, as you said, and stabilizers or gums. A lot of breads do have the, like, xanthan gum and some of the other gums that are used in the food industry to give it more body. But that's, you know, and I did taste, you gave me a loaf of the bread at this new food show that we were at. And it's surprisingly bread-like, considering it has no bread ingredients. You know, there's no wheat, no yeast, as you mentioned, and none of the dough conditioners that most of the breads have, even some of the whole grain breads out there. Did you come out with this because you were gluten sensitive yourself?
No, actually not at all. I have no diagnosed gluten allergy. But I was trying to just clean up my diet and I've always considered myself a healthy person, but was trying to live even healthier and cleaner. And, you know, one of the things my nutritionist had mentioned and my trainer had mentioned is that, you know, there's really nothing healthful about bread.
Oh, really?
It's great. And some of the breads maybe aren't as bad for you, but there is nothing healthy about bread.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting, I have found in talking to nutritionists and doctors, I haven't found a single nutritionist or physician that would recommend bread, right?
Wow.
They'll recommend maybe a wheat bread over a white bread, but none will recommend, if you want to live a healthier life, nobody says eat more bread. So when I was creating this product, it was really just to come up with something clean, low glycemic. I didn't want to have a lot of carbs, you know, really starchy, high glycemic carbs in my bread. I didn't want to have all the fillers and stabilizers and gums that you mentioned that are in some of the other breads. So it was really just for myself. I'm not a doctor. I'm just not a nutritionist. And I'm just somebody that wanted to have a clean bread that I could eat every day, that I could serve to my Italian husband, that I could serve to my children, and just feel good about it. I wanted to be able to eat a bagel and feel great about it and not have it feel like, you know, a piece of lead sitting in my stomach. So to me, it was really about not necessarily the gluten. It was about clean ingredients, nutrient-dense ingredients. And what happened that was so interesting, and one of the reasons it became a business is, well, number one, I found so many people that wanted it. So many people were doing the same thing I was doing, loved bread, but realized it wasn't great for them. So other people that didn't necessarily have a gluten allergy, some, of course, who did, but not all of them, some who were following a paleo diet or some that were on a low-carb diet.
Right.
People I know in my family that are diabetic and have been told by their doctors, you really need to cut down on the number of carbohydrates you're eating. So there were just a lot of people initially in my small circle and, of course, then in my wider circle that were looking for a product like this, and that's really what turned it into a business. And what I thought was so interesting about, again, combining just really nutrient-dense ingredients is that it checked off so many different boxes.
Ah.
It turned out, not necessarily on purpose, but not only did I have a gluten-free bread, but I had a grain-free bread. I had a quite low-carb bread. I had a high-fiber bread. You know, so it's interesting. Just by combining these healthful ingredients, I was able to create a product that could reach so many different diets and lifestyles.
Now, how much lower in carbohydrate is your bread, Amanda, than the barley bread, than regular bread on the supermarket shelves?
Well, we have one net carb per slice of bread.
Wow, that's all?
Quite low. Yeah, our bagels have anywhere from 7 to 9 net carbs. You know, a traditional, I'm in New York, and bagels are a big deal, and traditional bagels are, 60 carbs and up. So,
oh my gosh, really?
Lower.
Huh, I'm not a bagel person, but I was unaware of that. And so it has kind of a bagel consistency, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the shelf life of barley bread?
Well, we don't use any preservatives, like you mentioned. So our product is sold either frozen or refrigerated.
Mm-hmm.
In the freezer, it's good for a year. In the refrigerator, we say a couple of weeks, only because it will, dry out eventually. But it lasts quite a while. I leave it on my shelf, or on my counter, I should say. And it's just like bakery bread. It's going to go bad after several days sitting on the counter without mm-hmm. any preservative. But
okay.
We eat it fairly quickly in my house.
I bet you do. Now, getting back to the bread versus other grains, I want to stress the fact that wheat, bread... you've probably heard that the varieties or the strains of wheat they use these days is not
right.
like it was
right.
200 years ago. Tell us about
right.
that.
It's interesting. I'm originally from Wisconsin, and I'm from farm country.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in a dairy farm. My family grew a lot of crops, and even my grandmother would say that the wheat that we're using now is not the same wheat that they were using.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's been modified to enable it to grow all over the world. In fact, I think the scientist that modified wheat won a Nobel Prize for helping to end world hunger. The idea was that if it's modified, it can grow in more climates and in a greater variety of soils.
Right.
So it's absolutely not the same wheat that our ancestors were eating.
Yeah, and so it's harder to digest because the lectins and the glutens mm-hmm. and things like that. And also, mm-hmm. I might mention too, Amanda, that eating a bowl of wheat berries is far different from eating a few slices of wheat bread because it's not, the bread has to be processed and
exactly.
All the different stages of development and everything. Whereas if you, eat a cereal bowl of wheat berries as you would a bowl of oatmeal, that might not be as problematic eating a few slices of bread. Can you stay with us just through one more segment? We need to take a break right here.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay, great. All right, our guest is Amanda Orso. When we come back, Amanda, I want to ask you, about dehydrated here on a health program. I want to ask you about I'll share with you some information about Dr. William Davis, who we had on the show some time ago. He talks about how all grains can make women fat, sick, and tired. He has some interesting information on how cutting grains out of your diet can make you a lot healthier and give you more energy. So we'll talk about that when we return with our guest, Amanda Orso. And also we'll tell you, we'll give out her website and tell you how to get barley bread. That's barely, not barley. do people get confused, Amanda?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
We've had a couple, ironically,
There's barely a molecule of barley in it. Okay.
Exactly.
All right. Okay, back after this, but stay tuned now for this week's Health Report from veteran TV news reporter Dick Allgaier.
Time now for the Health Report from veteran TV newscaster Dick Allgaier. This feature is brought to you by Hawaiian Organic Noni, the makers of Noni Fruit Leather and Lavender Noni Lotion, available at health stores and pharmacies, or by going to realnoni.com. Now, Dick Allgaier and this week's Health Report.
Health experts are warning of a crisis in male fertility that they fear is making it harder for couples to conceive, a problem they say is compounded by a lack of scientific understanding. The average sperm count has gone down by 52% in the past four decades. But scientists don't know why the sperm count is falling or even whether the decline is reducing fertility. According to Professor Richard Sharp of the University of Edinburgh, we still don't know what causes most cases of male infertility, which means we don't have the tools to correct them, he said. Screening for prostate cancer does not save lives and may do more harm than good, a major study has concluded. The largest ever trial of PSA, prostate-specific antigen tests, found that death rates were identical among men whether or not they underwent the screening. The study was funded by Cancer Research UK. It follows a long debate about whether the NHS should introduce routine screening using the tests. We found offering a single PSA test to men with no symptoms, said one researcher, does not save lives after an average of up to 10 years. A sports cardiologist at the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center did some research on aging hearts. Dr. Ben Levine found that if you start exercising in midlife, this exercise can restore your aging heart. This was published in the American Heart Association's journal Circulation. 2 years of training turned 50-year-old hearts into 35-year-old hearts. Great news. I'm Dick Allgaier. That's this week's Health Report.
Do you own a dog or a cat? Then you need to know that Noni, Hawaii's most popular medicinal herb for people, can also be used for pets. In fact, thousands of pet owners give their animals Hawaiian Noni fruit leather regularly for energy, pain relief, digestion, and for their skin and coat textures. And for external use, pet owners rave about Hawaiian Health Ohana's lavender Noni lotion for wounds and infections, hot spots from fleas and ticks, and muscle and ligament strains. For more serious applications, there's the Instant Noni Aloe Bio Bandage, a natural salve with ingredients that form a protective healing barrier for maximum results. Natural healing for your pet, made from 100% pure organic Noni. Ask for the Noni Fruit Leather, Lavender Noni Lotion, or Noni Bio Bandage for pets at your nearest pet shop or health products retailer. And visit real-noni.com.
Hey, I can't sing, dance, or act, but I can talk. That's why I'm your board-certified talktologist. If I can talk through this hoarseness. Guaranteed not to leave you bored with the stimulating information we have for you today and each and every Saturday morning. And if you miss any part of the show, our show does rebroadcast tonight, Saturday evening at 9 o'clock on the station you're listening to right now. Or, of course, you can always go to the website, drhealthradio.com. And speaking of websites, let's give out our guest's website. Amanda, what is your website if people wanted to get a loaf of your barely bread or your bagels?
www.barelybread.com.
All right, that's B-A-R-E-L-Y bread.com. And that's B-R-E-A-D, not B-R-E-D. So that's a whole different show. All right. So let's talk about now. Have you heard of Dr. William Davis? He wrote the book.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yep, I've read his book. Yep.
All right. The Wheat Belly Total Health Diet. Anyway, he talks about the fact that 43% of women report that going gluten-free doesn't deliver the results they'd hope. So what gives? Well, they discover that gluten's not the only problem when it comes to bread. And anyway, I won't get into the details, but the resulting inflammation from bread or gluten-free, grain-type products can trigger autoimmune processes in the body where all kinds of problems happen. And grains, as you mentioned earlier in the show, also contain superstarches that spike your blood sugar, which is not a good thing. And here's some testimonials, the incredible healing power of grain-free eating. Here's one woman. She beat her Lyme disease because it reduced the inflammation so much. Here, another woman says it conquered her arthritis. Since changing my diet, I no longer take medication, and my allergy is well controlled. I even lost 25 pounds. going grain-free saved my life. And then finally, just give one more example. Well, I won't because we don't have time. But anyway, needless to say that a lot of people have great positive health results when they eliminate not only gluten but also grains from their diet. Although one integrative health expert, and we had him on many years ago, Dr. John Dillard, the author of Eat Wheat, he explains that sometimes it's just a matter of having the body or allowing it enough time to reset, and then it can make the digestive system less responsive to the inflammatory compounds in grains. In fact, he said that start with sourdough, which goes through a fermentation process that makes it easier to digest. What do you think of introducing a culture to make a sourdough bread for barley bread? Would that help it even more to be more easily assimilated?
That's interesting. We haven't experimented with that or tried that yet, but yeah. I think that's an interesting idea. And I'm very interested in this field, and I've heard the same thing about sourdough bread sort of being the lesser evil if you're going to go with a grain-based
right.
bread.
Mm-hmm.
But incorporating that into our product could be an interesting thing too.
Yeah, because with probiotics being the rage, that was another trend at the show that we were at. You could introduce a probiotic, which is I used to know that. I think it's Lactobacillus probiotic. I forget the sourdough particular culture that sourdough bread has, but it's a probiotic that helps to break down the hard to digest components of the wheat. So that might be something in the future. Now, how many products do you have? You have the barley bread. In several varieties. I tasted the cinnamon raisin, which was really good. And then you have baguettes, and you have a sliced loaf, a savory.
Yeah, we tried to create a product for every eating occasion. So we have a regular sliced bread, like a sandwich bread.
Mm-hmm.
We have cinnamon raisin bread, like you mentioned. We have two types of bagels, a cinnamon raisin bagel and an onion, garlic, sea salt bagel.
Oh, wow.
We have two baguettes. Olive baguette and another onion garlic sea salt variety, and then we have rolls or buns.
All right.
We wanted to have something so that however you eat, we have a grain-free bread.
You covered all the bases. Well, all I can say, Amanda, is barley bread is the best thing since sliced bread.
Perfect.
All right, give us your website one more time real quick.
www.barleybread.com.
All right, thanks so much for being with us, Amanda.
Thank you.
All right, here we go with another edition of the program. Next week at this time, Dr. David Stober talks about using acupuncture and Chinese medicine to treat chronic pain. He's had tremendous success with treating veterans with PTSD. We'll have that next week for you, plus all of our regular features. Until next week, I'm David Snow reminding you, it's not how long you live, it's how you live long. Aloha.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.